There's a way we think jobs are supposed to work. We get up every day, go to our workplaces, put in our hours, and cash our checks, saving a little each time. We repeat that routine for years, decades, our whole working lives. And at the end, when we can't work anymore, we look for that money we set aside. And that's just what thousands of former government employees are now doing. They spent years working for city governments and are now collectively owed billions of dollars in retiree health care benefits. But a new study by the nonprofit research group California Common Sense finds that many cities, including Oakland and San Francisco, haven't ever set aside money to pay these costs. The report suggests two unpalatable results: take the money from other city services or refuse to pay the benefits altogether. Earlier today, we spoke via Skype with the author of the report, Adam Tatum, about what local governments can do.
In our report, we look at the top 20 budgeted cities of California. 11 out of the 20 cities operate on what is called a pay-as-you-go strategy. And that is a strategy where they defer the payment for the retiree benefits until after an employee retires and while they claim them.
All these California cities, they have big budgets, but they're not setting aside funds for future health care costs. And why?
I think it's a few reasons. I think the biggest reason is up until now, these costs haven't been that significant. But as healthcare costs grow, as more people retire, these costs are growing rapidly and they're taking up greater portions of city budgets. And I think they're now starting to become an issue. For some cities, it's more of an issue than in others. But ultimately, in the next 5-10 years, we're going to start seeing these costs, you know, skyrocket. And I think cities are slowly recognizing the magnitude of these costs. I think another reason is maybe pre-funding does require that you pay more now in order to save for later. And maybe with the current economic climate, budgets are more strained, and maybe they are not willing to set aside extra money and cut other programs or anything like that.
So your report says that in San Francisco and in Oakland, there's this pay-as-you-go system. Can you explain to me what that is, how that works?
Let's consider a scenario where a new employee just started to work for a city. And as soon as he becomes eligible for benefits, the city will promise to pay for his health care after he retires. However, he has not retired yet, so the city will not be paying towards those benefits until years later. However, in the meantime, healthcare costs are rising, more people are retiring, so when that said employee ends up retiring, these costs will be very expensive. And if there are a lot of retired employees, the city will have to pay a lot at once. Pay-as-you-go will be waiting until later to pay for these. Pay is kind of what the name implies. As a retiree claims healthcare and they have, you know, healthcare premiums, the city will pay for them then rather than while the employee is still working. Pre-funding requires that the city pays for retiree healthcare while an employee is still working, so that there will be money to pay for retiree healthcare in future years when the employee retires. But that isn't the whole story though, because the extra money spent now can be invested into trust funds. And a city can use these additional investment earnings to pay for these benefits rather than paying for everything out of their own pocket.
So one solution seems to be the pay-as-you-go, and another solution seems to be, you know, partial pre-funding. What other solutions are there to this, do you think?
It may require that if they can't afford the pre-fund, maybe they need to think a little bit more innovative. For example, in the city of Beverly Hills, they had a $58 million unfunded liability for these benefits. And what they did is they offered their active employees a one-time lump sum payment in exchange for these benefits. So rather than receiving retiree health care in future years, they could receive a lump sum. And surprisingly, 58% of incumbent employees agreed to this deal, and this reduced the unfunded liability by $13 million. So it may take innovative thinking, such as in Beverly Hills, if the city ultimately cannot afford to pre-fund.
And one line that you said really struck me. It said, you said, these benefits have already been promised to employees. To take them away will go back on that promise. It seems to me that many people, you know, kind of cherish that promise of being, you know, taken care of when they're in their golden years. Is that kind of the fundamental issue here, that promise and not being able to fulfill it?
Yeah, that is definitely one of the central arguments. If a city truly intends on providing these benefits in future years, it really does make sense to put money towards them now rather than later. If they cannot afford to provide these benefits, they will possibly be cut. And employees work their whole entire career believing that they're going to receive these benefits after they retire. And cities can face several court battles on whether or not that they can take them away or not. And it may be undetermined yet. It might take maybe multiple years for us to find out if cities are going to be cutting these benefits if they cannot afford them. But if one thing they can do now, though, is put aside assets that they truly intend on providing these benefits in future years.